to the United States next, and this week two more names are expected to be added to an already crowded field vying to become the Republican candidate for the presidency there next year. Former Vice President Mike Pence and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie are both likely to declare. Both are long shots, up against former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's proved adept at raising millions of dollars in campaign funding. For more, we can go now to Washington, D.C. and talk to Niall Stanage, White House columnist with The Hill. Niall, good afternoon. Welcome to the programme. A crowded field, getting more crowded by the week. How will Mike Pence and Chris Christie position themselves in relation to Donald Trump, with whom both have been closely associated?
In different ways in either case, Justin. Mike Pence is trying to thread a particularly difficult needle because he is trying to distinguish himself from the former president at the same time as he is trying to take credit for what he calls the accomplishments of the Trump-Pence administration. That's a nuanced position that has not got much traction as yet. Chris Christie, the former governor of New Jersey, is expected to position himself as a much more overtly anti-Trump candidate. He has been very critical of him recently, despite his past association with the former president. But as you say, Christie, a long shot, even a longer shot than Pence, in my judgment.
And the field is wide and widening again this week. The more candidates that enter the race, then, does that actually help Donald Trump, who commands a sort of a core support, which might be higher than the other candidates, who'll fracture the vote?
Yes, I think that's exactly right. In fact, it's notable that Mr. Trump, who's of course known for his personal attacks on various people, has been quite welcoming of some of the more minor candidates in this field, or some of the more marginal candidates. I'm thinking of Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, and Tim Scott, a senator from South Carolina. The assumption there is that Trump understands exactly the point that you're making. He has a very tight lock on a significant number of Republican voters. And so the more other candidates you get in, the thinner the anti-Trump or non-Trump vote is sliced. And that's obviously to his advantage.
And quite a lot of the candidates, they've modelled themselves on Donald Trump. They're there because of Donald Trump, like Ron DeSantis being the most obvious example. How difficult is it then for those candidates to convince Trump supporters to divert their vote away from the former president?
What we're seeing in that respect, I think, is different arguments being made by different candidates. So DeSantis, as you say, is the most serious challenger to Trump, at least according to opinion polls. And DeSantis's core argument is he brings a Trumpian kind of attitude and policy agenda without the chaos and the sometimes honestly sort of self-defeating buffoonery Trump can be prone to. So DeSantis keeps making this argument that he can get these things done in a way that Trump was sometimes unable to. Now, someone like Nikki Haley is presenting a different argument. She's presenting an argument that it's important for the Republican Party to reach out, even while staying true to its conservative principles. And of course, she would be the first female president and the first female of colour to be president if she went all the way.
Meanwhile, then, the President Joe Biden has had his own troubles this week, falling over in Colorado Springs on Thursday, fueling concerns, I suppose, about his age. It's not uncommon for an 80-year-old man to fall over. Do you think it was damaging to him?
It was, and it was damaging to him because it crystallizes or reinforces an existing negative perception. That's always a problem in politics. Again, if you look at the opinion polls, there are concerns about President Biden's age, and those concerns transcend people who are just purely ideologically or politically opposed to him. A lot of Democrats have concerns about his age as well. So to have a moment like that on video, it will of course be replayed in Republican attack ads from now until next November's election. That is a problem because it dramatizes the issue in such a clear way.
Niall Stanage, White House columnist with The Hill, thank you very much for talking to us today.